This podcast helps you to gain an overview of British society from 1900 to 2000, Part 3. Hello and welcome to everyone's favourite game show, List of Three, where the contestant has to list three facts about a period in time. Today, this is British society from 1900 to 2000, an ambitious topic. Start the clock. List three early 20th century social reformers.
John Galt, Charles Booth and Seebohm Rowntree.
Correct. Seebohm Rowntree identified three groups of poor people who were affected by the lack of social safety net. List the three groups.
The old, the sick and the unemployed.
Correct. Now list three things that show that governments prioritise health and welfare more now than they did 100 years ago.
OK. Well, government spending on health and welfare is more than all other spending put together. The government is responsible for providing advice and information on a range of health and welfare topics, and loads of legislation has been introduced to ensure people are safe at work.
Absolutely right. Next question. List three major changes of technology that occurred in the early 20th century.
The invention of the moving picture or cinema, radio communication and antibiotics.
Correct. And now list three major scientific developments from the second half of the 20th century.
Easy. The contraceptive pill, space exploration and digital communications such as the internet.
That's right. List three reasons why the power of the church declined in the early 20th century.
Tricky. I would say the rise of psychiatry, the impact of the First World War because so many people died, and the increased popularity of humanism?
Perfect. List three changes in beliefs and values between 1900 and 2000.
All right. Church attendance fell from over 50% to less than 10%. People are more likely to look to science rather than religion to solve problems, and there is a widespread acceptance of the concept of human rights.
Correct. Can you list three things that made food safer in the early 20th century?
Yes, well, I think so. One, there were more reliable methods of canning food. Two, transport improved, meaning fresh food was delivered more quickly. And three, grocery chains became more popular because the quality of their food was more reliable.
Great, thank you. Almost there. List three changes to the British population that occurred over the 20th century.
OK. The population increased from 37 million in 1900 to 58 million in 2000. Migration from the Commonwealth led to increased ethnic diversity and divorce is more common, leading to more single-parent households.
Correct. Final question. List three changes to people's work and work patterns over the 20th century.
People work fewer hours a week and they have more paid time off. Finally, many jobs in heavy industry have been replaced by jobs in the service sector.
Yes, we have a winner. Congratulations. Today's star prize is a signed poster from Mr. Blobby.
Who?
Ah, kids these days. Never mind. Thanks for joining us and see you again for another List of Three.
This podcast is from Hodder GCSE History, Dynamic Learning and is copyright Hodder and Stoughton.